The Comedy Store would like you to know that the views and opinions expressed on this podcast are strictly those of the speakers or authors and do not necessarily reflect or represent the views and opinions held by the Comedy Store and its affiliates.
I would take all of that.
I bet your mom's a whore too, or if I put pictures of the family, they'll attack the family. Doesn't
just
matter.
Classy people.
It's just, but it's everybody.
Fucking Shafir.
Fucking
Ari. Are we rolling?
Shafir.
We're rolling.
We
guys,
are rolling.
Unbelievable. We're back. Comedy Store podcast.
It's just you and me because we want to promote your album.
Is that what we're doing?
Yeah. This is exciting.
Unbelievable.
So you take a floor, Rick.
Guys.
All you.
You have two choices. You either buy this album.
That's right.
Or I will murder your family.
And I have his back.
Yeah.
And the weapons.
But just the family members you like, the ones that you don't like, are going to live forever.
Yeah, we're going to give them vitamins.
It's a
extra
curse.
Extra vitamins, yeah. But I have the shovel. I have everything ready. So whatever you need to
She's not kidding. She always has a shovel ready to go. I'm a different kind of guy. I got pre-dugs.
Right.
I've got 46, 47 open graves all around the state that I can just fill at any time. Kick the
really?
Dirt on top.
Nice.
A lot of times people get caught because they waste so much time digging the grave.
Yeah, you're right. And you don't have to go 6 feet anymore. I don't know if you're up on that.
No.
You only have to go 4.
See, that's smart.
Smart. We're getting up closer to the surface.
Yeah, I go 3 because I'm a risk taker.
Okay.
But
I like it.
The key is just to have enough there. You can dump the body in, cover it up, be done.
Yeah, it's real simple. It's like in and out, like the hamburger.
A lot of murder talk.
I sense mm-hmm. that's how you're feeling right now, the anger. I have the anger today, too, so I don't know if it's in the air or...
Yeah, I mean, there's not really a time that I'm not angry, but
okay,
there's always that, you know, those days where you just go, fuck, you know what? You know what we need? A better plague. We need
a
COVID.
A stronger plague.
We really need COVID
works,
to fucking take it to
will.
The next level.
Yeah.
It's time to fucking exhaust some of the humanity, if you know what I'm saying. buy the album.
Guys, the album, it's all exciting and positive energy, and we're very positive.
It's Christian. It's a Christian album, so if you're religious or you know religious folks, this would be a great gift.
By the way, you would make so much money if it was all religious, clean.
Yeah, I got to get into it. I mean...
Pretty much, right? I mean, with a curse here or there, right?
It's mostly cursing and...
Okay.
You know, epithets.
Got it. But those, does that make it dirty?
It's culturally insensitive.
Okay.
And I would guess that in the 90s, the Republicans would have been very unhappy with this.
Mm-hmm.
But in the 2020s, the Republicans are going to be very happy about this.
Ooh,
it's
okay.
Society has taken a turn for
this is going to help get Trump reelected.
This might actually make me more popular than Trump. That's how many inappropriate things I potentially say
on this
album.
That's great. That's the side you want on your side because they will buy the albums. They will come out to the shows.
Well,
they will.
That's the thing is, this is promotion to get people interested in my comedy.
Yeah.
And the best way for my comedy to thrive is to be performing for people I absolutely detest.
There you go.
If you're a total pile of shit, I'm your guy.
Liberals, you can stay home on this one.
The liberals can come just because we need someone that we can just viciously attack and have them not take it in a fun way.
Okay. Yeah, they do. They do not take it in a fun way.
Yeah, they're very sensitive.
There was one in the main room the other night who sat like this,
not happy,
and with the head tilt, with the mask on.
Yeah.
And the eyes glaring.
You can just see the angry
eyes.
And
I can still feel it. And I was like, I know this bitch ain't smiling.
Yeah.
And every part of me wanted to just go out and snap her neck and then go back up and finish my set.
Should have done it.
But it's hard because then people get mad. They're like, well, you can't really snap somebody's neck. And I'm like, whatever.
This is the problem with society. You can't even snap a neck anymore.
Yeah, you should be able to.
I would say that there's...
Like that.
There's like 7 people in every audience I perform for that absolutely hate everything I'm doing. And those are the people who I make eye contact with endlessly.
I kept doing it to her. I kept doing it to her intentionally.
Yeah.
And then I would say the most horrible thing.
Yeah.
Not about her, but in my, and then Look, make
how
the
is
eye
she,
contact.
How is she taking this? She doesn't
not
like it?
Good. Head
good.
Did not move from this.
Damn.
From that glare. Did not move.
I love a good side head, a little
it's
tilt.
So good. Because right there, it's good for the snap. You know what I
it
mean?
Is.
Like, you don't even need the extra.
I've watched
she's already
a lot,
in position.
I've watched a lot of Chuck Norris missing in action movies.
Yeah,
and this
sense.
Guy can break a neck so quickly.
Yeah.
And so that's really what I strive for is Chuck Norris.
There you go.
In Vietnam. Neck snapping abilities.
This is your first album, correct?
Yeah, this is likely going to be the only album.
Why do you say that?
Well, because we're going to create something completely new after this. The album is dead, and now the Neo album begins.
Oh, Neo.
Next one's coming out only on Laserdisc. A lot of people don't realize
okay,
this.
Okay, that's a hot market.
It's not only do you get my next album, but on the B-side of that Laserdisc is Captain Ron, starring
wow.
Kurt Russell
Perfect.
And Martin Short.
Perfect.
So,
great movie.
Yeah, that's a win-win.
That's a great movie. It's probably a C and or D movie.
Yep.
But I still rather enjoy it when it's on.
Pirates of the Caribbean, that's a funny gag.
It's a great gag.
But yeah, Kurt Russell is exemplary in this.
Mm-hmm.
So people are going to be happy.
Yeah, movies to cut by.
Even if you don't like the comedy.
No.
The Captain Ron is going to fucking...
So, I mean, comedy has really gotten so much worse. And
it really has.
Have you watched, what the fuck is it? Marvelous Miss Maisel?
I've seen, I don't know, 7 to 12 minutes of
that
horrible...
The first season was okay.
That was the season
now
I saw.
I mean, I'm like, why don't you guys just juggle?
Yeah, the thing is I don't like anything that's super stylized.
100%.
Like, just like, this is just bullshit. I don't
even
give a
Hacks.
Fuck.
Did you see Hacks?
No.
Hacks
that's about
is
an old lady, right?
More based on like Joan Rivers. Mean to say old lady because that's what I am. I'm right here. But you know what I mean? Like Joan Rivers.
This lady, look, from what I remember from the previous,
she's terrific.
It looks
yeah.
like Lainey Gelber is the star of this. Am I wrong in that?
I got to be honest. A man's eyes when you see an elderly woman,
uh-huh.
because technically, if on paper,
yeah.
they would be like, "Oh, Eleanor is like a middle-aged woman,"
sure,
right? And I hope you don't see me as Lainey Gelber, but I feel like most men do see
I don't,
me.
Yeah, I don't think so.
As Lainey Gelber.
That's
because
my point. When you say I'm
woman,
old, I'm like, no, I'm not. I'm talking about like real old. Like,
the woman that's in this show, she might be like 7 or 8 years older than me, but she's still killing it. And I'm like,
yeah,
she doesn't look like Lainey Gelber.
I mean,
but I'm a woman, so I'm looking at her like, oh, she looks good. Like,
okay.
she looks decent, you know?
Yeah.
The young girl in it is miserable and amazing. She's, I forgot her name, but she's Lorraine Newman's daughter.
Oh, okay.
And she's excellent. She's excellent, filled with hate, writer, funny. And I went to look her up. I was like, oh, I can't, her name is, I'm drawing a blank and I'm so sorry. And
do you think she's watching this right now?
If you are, please. Well, I'll tell you why. Because I went to look her up and she follows me on Instagram and I was like, oh, shit.
Damn. That's
so
big
she
time.
Must have been doing stand up.
She must have
got
been
a role.
Stealing
I
your
don't
vibe
pay any attention.
For her character. This is clearly what's going on. You think we don't know what you're up to? You think we
she's
can't...
good though. She's excellent. She's
oh, okay.
she's really good. And so I was like, oh, let me follow her back.
Smart.
But I'm sure we've done shows together. I don't pay attention. I do so many shows a night. Like I don't think about it. People are like, oh my God, I saw you at the Ha Ha, and then I saw you at the. I'm like, I don't care. I'll do a show anywhere. I'm just trying to get better.
Whoa.
What's her name? Oh, is that what he's doing?
I don't know.
Either that or something just flew across. Are we playing Rick's album? Oh, good. The Rock of Gibraltar. Is that it? Hey, that's it. Hannah. Look at her. She's so great. By the way, she looks like Lainey Gelber, you dick.
Yeah, she's younger
You're
than
a dick.
Lainey.
You're a dick.
She's definitely.
She's amazing.
She's definitely a lot younger looking
she's
than
amazing.
Lainey Gelber.
She's so funny. You're such. But see, like.
I mean, I refuse to even watch the show because I was picturing Lainey and I thought maybe Jer Bear was on set with her. And
holding her tits up
yeah,
so she looks okay.
Ingram! And just it was like fingernails on a chalkboard.
God damn, you're an asshole. That's amazing.
Yeah, she does look more reasonably
she's
aged.
So fucking funny, though.
I think maybe what it was I heard it was a Joan Rivers-esque character. And Joan Rivers was like 400 when she died. So.
I believe it's loosely based on her. Who knows how old Joan was? She had several facelifts. But this girl is truly, you would love this character.
Is that Bruce Baum in that picture?
100%. And yeah. Robin Williams. And this is at the Ha Ha Comedy Club. That's weird.
Is that right?
The Ha Ha. Yeah, they did film some scenes there.
What a terrible club. Can we talk about that?
Why do you say that? I have good sets there. I like
it. You like it?
I do. I even liked it when they had it, and it was creepy in the alley, but they did it during COVID.
Sure.
And the crowds there are great. They're locals.
See, I went there in it was probably 2004, and they treated me like absolute shit.
Okay,
no respect.
That makes sense.
Yeah, I had just wandered out of being an impressionist.
Okay,
and I was really focusing on my last comic standing style. My mom is Irish and my dad is sunburned, so that means
are you kidding?
Yeah, and they told me I could do the open mic again, but.
Did they charge you by chance?
They might have. I can't even remember. It was so long ago, and I was so high back then that I honestly can't recall what it was. I just remember leaving very offended and being like, that was your shot. That was your shot, huh?
No,
I will never perform at your fucking club again.
That's hysterical.
You pile of shit, so Valley Club.
It's you that has the problem, not them.
I'm pretty sure. Well, yeah, they didn't tell me I can't perform there.
Okay.
I feel like I should have been triumphed and carried out on other people's shoulders.
I feel what you're saying. Okay, I get it.
I had what I would describe as a very mediocre set.
Okay.
But I was a lot better than the garbage
was
that was
there?
Before me.
Okay.
And I just, it wasn't very warm.
It is an open mic. The owners are a husband and wife. I mean, I love Terry and Jack.
Okay.
I think they're great people, and they do a lot for comics.
What does that mean? They give people
stage time? Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
Help people. Like, if you have a showcase or something, you could just call and be like, hey, I need a club to, I need to do an hour. Like, during the pandemic, I was like, hey, I'm working on an album. There's nowhere to work.
Right.
They were like, yeah, you just... go on at the end, do as long as you want. If people stay, they stay. You know what I mean?
Sure.
Like, and it was great. So I would go there and work out at the end of every show.
Well, that sounds nicer than,
But I did, when I first started stand-up in 2007, I would go there and they said, you have to buy a drink or pay $5.
I do remember that.
Which makes sense-ish.
No, it does not.
But you know what I would do? I would be like, can I just buy a recording? Because they would record you. Can I buy the recording of my set? And anytime I had an extra $20, I would buy that. And then one time, me and Jack, that's the OR, starting?
I'm not sure.
902, yeah.
It sounds like there's a jazz.
We're already 2 minutes late.
There's a jazz ensemble happening upstairs right now.
I wonder who's playing piano. It could be Chris. It could be...
That Chris is... He's an odd duck.
He's funny. I like him.
What are you doing in your car, Chris? Oh, just toking a little reefer.
Black tar heroin?
What decade is it, bro? Reefer?
Well, he's not going to share it. We're in a pandemic.
No, I mean, I get that.
And he's got,
I just like that he used old school terms. He didn't come around with the last 40 years or so of new terminology.
What is it supposed to be called? Just weed?
Yeah, just smoking pot.
Do you miss
weed.
It? Do you ever miss not smoking pot?
Sometimes. I eat it sometimes now, so.
Ooh, edibles. Yeah.
It's a good feeling. I enjoy it. But yeah, I don't know.
Everybody does edibles, I feel.
Yeah, they're great.
I don't.
You don't. You don't do anything.
I'm terrible.
You're Squaresville.
I literally have to start doing something. Either just liquid heroin, or because today was such a bad day.
What happened? Let's get into it.
Nothing. That's the bad part.
Yeah.
That's the bad part. So you just wake up, and I was like, "All right, let's work out, or try to do some writing, or try to do this." And every time I would start to do something, I was like, "No, I'm too fucking angry. No.
Yeah.
Fuck it. No." But usually. If you do that, it gets you out of it. So, and then...
I don't want to leave it,
Live in the anger.
Yeah, I think you gotta live
in that
rage. Yeah, but
I can't focus. I can't write. I can't...
See, I'm the opposite.
You can't.
Without the rage, I've got no focus. I need to hate something to really feel it,
Interesting. Well, what I did was I watched an episode. I thought, let me just watch something that I haven't seen.
Saw an old episode of Perfect Strangers.
That would have been amazing. Oh. Instead, I watched a new episode of The Marvelous Miss Maisel and got angry.
You're a trash show, Miss Maisel. You know you're... What, is
I got
the
angry
50s?
That I don't get work.
1950s? What year is that?
By
the way, Princess Corey dressed up as if she were on set for The Marvelous Miss Maisel last night.
By the way, phenomenal. I like that you say last night as if it hasn't been her entire adult life. When I met Corey, she was in a ball gown with a tiara.
I love it.
And the biggest cleavage I'd ever seen. And yeah. She was like, are you guys hiring? And I was like, oh, my God.
You seem special, and yes, we are.
No, somebody did hire her, and I was pissed. And they were like, you have to train Corey.
Was she a waitress?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
And I had just, for the probably 20,000th time, tried to quit smoking. Okay. So, no cigarettes.
Maybe that's where you go back, too.
I miss cigarettes.
Yeah. I do, too, sometimes, actually.
I love cigarettes.
There's just those times where you're like, oh, man, that would be nice. But I know I could never do it. I could never do it casually. Because
it burns. Yeah. And by the way, a pack of cigarettes is like $15 a pack.
Yeah, I got out. I think it was.
Heroin's way cheaper.
It was like $6 when I got out. Mm-hmm. And I thought that was crazy. When
I
started smoking
in
college, it might have been different in Kansas than L.A., but when I started smoking, it was like $3.75 or something for a pack. Because I remember working at restaurants, and when I'd get, I was not
I'm going to make you see me like Aunt Lainey Gelber. You ready?
Yeah.
When I started smoking, cigarettes were 75 cents.
Damn. What decade are we talking about? 75 cents?
I was 9.
All right, that makes more sense.
And then my brother Billy, we would go to my godmother, who was my grandmom's best friend, who we used to call our Aunt Betty, but she wasn't technically related to us. And she was
some of those aunts and uncles.
She had money and she was wild. She drank and she smoked and she gambled. She was fucking perfect for me. Right?
Yeah, a great role model.
So my brother Billy was like, go to Aunt Betty. She'll give you money. So I would go visit her. I'd be like, hey, Aunt Betty. You know, just this dirty little kid.
Classic Kerrigan move.
While Billy was outside, he's
get
like, don't take longer
money.
Than 10 minutes. I'm like, what if she wants to talk to me? He's like, you got 10 minutes. I'm like, all right. So I'd be like just staring at the clock.
Yeah.
She was like, so what are you up to? And I was like, oh, nothing. And then she'd give me a dollar and I'd fly out the door and we'd go buy cigarettes.
That's pretty cool, honestly.
That's
way
sad.
Cooler.
It's really sad. But Billy constantly, he was like, all right, we got no choice. Let's go to Aunt Betty's. I was like, oh, my God. But we would exhaust every angle. Like, if it was our birthday, we would get up, basically attack the mailman because of our aunts and uncles would, my Aunt Joy and my Aunt Suzanne, I don't remember if my Uncle Billy did. Maybe he did, but we would get like $5. And $5 back then was like $100.
Yeah.
So.
If I got a fucking Abe Lincoln when I was growing up.
Oof.
My God.
Hot.
Yeah.
Hot. Yeah, it was exciting. And then they stopped doing it because there were so many goddamn kids. They were like, listen.
You worked here when smoking was allowed in the club,
yeah,
correct?
I had to have ashtrays on my tray.
So when this is going on, like you have a main room show, is there just that fog of smoke?
100%.
Those were the good days.
Yeah.
When I started at Stanford and Sons, you could smoke in the club. And I smoked then, so I would. Mm-hmm. But I remember going on stage and there just being like that lingering. It was like maybe about 6 feet
from
the ceiling.
It definitely would rise.
And
yep.
It would just sit there.
Mm-hmm.
And so like there'd be times where it'd get so thick because so many trash people in Kansas City were just chain smoking in the club.
The beauty of Mitzi Shore is when we had the cigarettes in here, like you had your ashtrays. They weren't just big old plastic, eat your shit ashtrays. Yeah. They were gorgeous glass ashtrays that people would steal.
Yeah, I stole one.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. We all have them. But when you're waiting tables, I'd have 6 on my tray and people would be like, can I get an ashtray? And I'm like, I'm out. Like, I'm searching. And then I'm like, are you done with your ashtray? Like, so I'm back
you're
and
swapping.
Forth. And then it got to the point, like, people would drop them, break them, bring them on the patio, glass on the patio. Like,
smart.
It's so stupid.
Yeah.
So now I see we have the big plasticky ones outside for people, but literally, like, inside, I was like, can we just get shittier ones so people don't steal them? But Mitzi was like, no. We had different matches for every room. The belly room were a very skinny, they were stick matches.
They're late for the ladies?
Stick, no, just,
oh, they were like
they
a
were
box,
the, just
right?
Just a box, but a thin box.
Yeah.
The same stick match, but yeah. A thinner box. And then the big box matches were for the main room, and the flips matches were for the okay. OR.
Yeah, they still had those around when I started working here.
Oh, yeah.
I remember taking
and
a
if
few
you had the wrong
over.
Ones yeah. in a showroom, shit.
Not happy.
Sorry, Mitt.
Aw.
Hi, Mitt. Is she here, you think?
She's probably with Lainey Gelber somewhere, if I had to guess.
That's one of her favorites, so I could see yeah. her hanging out with Lainey Gelber just to... she hated Lainey.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
But yeah, so I should get back to smoking. But we were talking about something else before that, and I forgot what it was. Not smoking. Oh, the ha-ha. That's right. Comedy. I'm sorry to bring it back up.
Ugh.
You don't work at any other clubs?
I'll work anywhere that books me, but I'm not going to ask someone to book me.
So you wouldn't go and, like, hang out? Like, I've become friendly with people at the Improv, the Laugh Act, you know, just over the years, hanging out, meeting who's who.
I absolutely, under no circumstances, will ever go to a comedy club to hang out and see if they'll put me up.
No, okay, but so somebody else would book you on a produced show.
I did the Improv a couple weeks ago.
Okay.
That was the first time I've done it since pre-pandemic.
And that was a produced show.
Yeah, Eric Griffin and Friends or whatever it was.
That was probably decent, yeah.
It was terrible.
It
was in the lab, and you know, it was the same story I get every time I ever get booked on any show. It's like, man, it's packed every time, but unfortunately,
I did Chad and JT's. It was great.
Yeah, I wouldn't do that for a bunch of money.
Chad and JT?
Yeah.
You know who they are?
Yeah. Oh, we're characters. Oh, crazy, right?
Well, what I like is...
They're actually kind of funny.
They're very nice, but they take turns hosting.
Okay.
And they had a great show. It was like a fun show. It was packed.
Well, if they're looking to get that show canceled, book me on it, and we'll make sure no one comes.
They're the ones that... I know their work a little bit. Mm-hmm. And then they work with that other guy who looks like Joel Osteen.
Yeah.
But I can't think of his name.
He's a hater,
I'm
that
so
guy.
So sorry. Is he?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
I just mean, like, on the clips I've seen.
Oh, okay.
He's always
funny,
full of hate in all the right ways.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But they're all very nice, but that show was packed. And so while I'm there, like, you meet the manager. You know, I know Rita for 100. Rita's been with
I never met her. No idea who that is.
She's literally one of the nicest people, and she's a lifer. What the fuck?
This is intense.
Oh, Chad and JT. Yeah. Orange County based surfer bros employee. Oh, God. Look, Rick, you know what this reminds me of? Just that picture right there. That time we were in La Jolla and you were roasting that guy who had all the quotes. You know what I'm talking about? I think he was like a Jesus kind of guy.
Yeah.
And he had all these nice misspelled positive.
Yeah, he was a fucking idiot. Yeah, I can't.
By the way, you're correcting his grammar and you're roasting him from the balcony of the condo.
The condo, yeah.
And I'm dying and you're like pointing out misspellings and why is there no comment? I'm thinking that's the last thing I would fucking notice. But I would shit on him anyway. But
yeah, I don't have any patience for people who are both preaching about fantasy and have very terrible
grammar.
Yeah,
like if I were that, if I flipped out and became that person who was just,
yeah,
I would be, I know what we were talking about. It just came back to me, but I would never make a sign because I'd be so nervous that my grammar was off.
I saw someone, a guy I worked with at a restaurant when I was in college, posted something on Facebook the other day that genuinely made me laugh. And I don't know where he got it, somewhere on the internet, but it was something about grammar. And it said, without grammar and capitalization, you can't tell the difference between I helped my Uncle Jack off a horse and I helped my Uncle Jack off a horse. And it was one of those times I'm just like, God damn it, that's good. Whoever figured that out. But
because mine would say I helped my Uncle Jack off a horse, yeah. And everybody would be like, you jerked off a horse? I'd be like, yeah, and my uncle at the same time. Like,
you'd like to party.
Double fisted. It's who I am. Yeah, I guess you're. I don't know why I went this way. Like,
yeah. In my mind, immediately, I'm like, I should definitely show them
because
you're pulling the horse down. But then Uncle Jack,
he's under.
This
he's
is
over.
Like a pat your head and
you
rub your tummy
under,
situation.
Over. And I got to get in, out, in, out. I can't do both at the same time. I'm not that talented. I got a big mouth, but
so it's
this got weird.
This got comfortable. If I could hold on, is All this right.
harassment prevention?
I'm not even sure what
this is.
Is
this for Rick? I don't know if you're trying to log in, but that's so loud.
I can't hear what he's saying.
Was.
No. Oh, so this is because we're jerking things off and that's inappropriate?
Oh, I Got see. It. You know what? I forgot. You know, I never brought in our, the Comedy Store has like somewhat of an HR department now.
That's
which
nice.
Is kind of hilarious.
Yeah.
And I guess this is it. They had like a whole booklet on harassment and I was going to bring it in.
Diversity,
and go through it. Equality,
equity, and inclusion. Is that why we
had
so many,
I said, by the way,
new paid equity. Regulars in this last round? Is that part of it? Okay.
What is e-learning?
Yeah. E-learning is, I'm pretty sure that's just misspelling.
Nuh-uh,
this
really?
Isn't very professional, you can tell. Interactive e-learning.
By the way, I'm also
Is that
like,
Jesus Trejo on that picture?
I think it is. I think they're both Jesus.
And Francisco Ramos.
Oh, wow. Okay. Yeah, you're right now.
100% completed. So we got that. Nothing to worry about. Is this yours? Personal? You did it. I think it's funny they made Sosa's fucking take this course. I've never seen him even creep on a single person.
You got to start creeping. You're not creepy enough. I got to be honest. Like, you're going to lose your job for not being creepy enough.
Yeah, this place is chaos.
Wait, yeah, but if you were here.
Yeah, but
Matt Lockwood.
Loves to fuck. That
he
guy.
Does love to fuck.
He smashes crotch, period.
By the way, he's been behind me so many times and has not made contact yet because he's a pussy.
Damn.
Balls
you hear
in your
that?
Court, puss.
It's coming out. People are saying you don't smash crotch like we all thought you did.
Yeah, Maddie. Kind of a pussy. Yeah, but this place.
Hey, is that D'Elia? Cancel this show. Cancel this show.
Oh, you're looking at the wall.
Yeah.
At the haha. Yeah, it's D'Elia.
Unbelievable.
Who's he with? What? Yeah, sure. Oh, in this?
The course?
Let's
this is exciting.
See what it is. Can we? Oh, God. I'm nervous.
They can't see this, though, right? They can hear
no,
it?
No, he can edit it in now. He edits it in so that we can see it.
I see.
So that that you guys can see it. Because everybody told me it's the worst thing to play a video and nobody can see and or hear it. Ah!
Loud. I like it.
I
Everybody's fucking tonight at the Comedy Store. Come get fucked. It's time to get fucked.
Did they have a...
All right, next one.
Oh.
Five.
Five?
You're
going to
get this person? We work with these people.
Last one's better. Five. Last one's an eight.
What is that?
Best bodies in tech.
Are you kidding me?
No, there's a winner every week.
That can't be real.
Ask her if she wants to do it.
I think it's funny. I totally crush it.
You would too. Okay, look, so I
dude, this guy seems dope.
Can we pause this for a second?
Please, please let me post it. It's really good.
I took this pic of you the other day.
Jeez.
Dude.
That's a desk with her legs out. Oh, that's great.
This dude seems awesome. Did they send you this video as like a showcase for this guy so we can get him around the Comedy Store?
Yeah. Did they have anything in here about when you fuck one of the servers as a cover booth guy and then everybody has herpes?
Well.
Was that in there? No, not that one. It was before him.
Oh.
It was one of the servers had herpes and spread it quite quickly.
Damn.
Through the club.
Dude, what's with people in wheelchairs? Can we get rid of them? Am I
right? Whoa. Oh, do they have herpes or are they fucking? All right, let's see what she says about her picture of her clit, basically.
So I don't know where to start.
But she's like kind of excited about it.
Sorry, jeez.
What a bitch.
That better be deleted. If you post that, you'll regret it. Seriously.
Dude, she doesn't seem cool
at
all.
That's a hell of an acting job because she really kind of liked her picture.
Oh my God. Did she say Marissa Ragu?
Is that Melissa Villaseñor? Is this SNL?
Why would you talk about that? Why do they got Lisa Simpson talking on the...
What the fuck? And retaliation.
And since showing disrespect can
is her hair a helmet?
We'll also talk he looks about great. Defensive coordinator hair. Such as fairness. All right, stop this for a second.
I'd say more than a second.
Yeah,
but yes.
I think what we learned from this is that the white women are uncool.
Right.
But the multi-ethnic women, we need the diversity because they're all about raiding other women.
And the white guy who's, you know, already had rape charges dropped from college is continuing his...
The laundry room rapist, as he was known.
Yeah.
At University of Arizona
State. Sure. He definitely is just keeping the party going.
Also, this guy, while he's acting professional, he has a basement full of kidnapped children. And a lot of people haven't talked about that.
Or just random body parts that he kept from those children. He's frightening looking.
I just can't deal with the fact that Ted Bundy, D'Elia, just won't stop staring at us from over the...
I can't tell who he's with, but all right, we got distracted. Yeah, this is pretty terrible. Oh, my God. Shut the fuck up.
Can we just release this whole video as an episode? But you won't be able to skip forward until you've completed each section. Ask a Q. Is that that's a QAnon thing?
What's a Q? A question?
It's a question, yeah.
Just regular.
Okay, but they made it sound cooler by just saying ask a Q. Because, you know, that way the hip kids, the Gen Zers know what's going down.
In my head, I was thinking,
ooh, I like that solid elbow embrace.
Quid pro quo. See, like that?
Yeah.
I thought, like, the Q meant some kind of...
Yeah.
There are two types of unlawful workplace harassment. The first type is quid pro quo sexual harassment. This occurs when a supervisor takes a tangible employment action for or against an employee who either agrees or refuses to go along
look
with
at him look at this guy he's like
by the way that's a sign he's signaling
he's letting you know listen I don't know
here
if,
comes
you
the
can
predator.
Work late but I was thinking I might have you stay a little bit later and just fuck you on the movable stairs.
I kind of like that. Watch this predator walk.
Look
Whoa,
at that.
Look
at
that.
Full erection. You can see the full boner.
It's jumping up.
There you are.
Is that a low ponytail?
Right. It's okay. Don't worry.
I'm just working. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Take
whoa,
a load
whoa,
off.
Whoa. Let me see you.
I have to pick up my kid.
Yeah, I know. That's why you asked for the shift, right? Do you like it? Do you want to keep it?
Yes.
The kid?
Yes, it's working all day.
Rick, this is how you get spots at most places.
Damn.
Why do you think I...
All right, pause this, because...
Please. This is how I get spots at other comedy clubs. I don't understand.
Here's my biggest issue with it. I mean, he came around the corner, and he obviously was spitting game from the get-go.
Was he looking this way to make sure there was nobody else around?
No, because
he was looking that way, and then he went right into
her.
He's
confident, so he knows that if other people are watching, that's just better for the fucking story, you know?
Yeah, whoa, all right.
And she's giving him attitude like, you know, hey, obviously I'm into you, and I've been throwing vibes at you all night, but now I'm going to play it cool.
Right.
As the new guy, have you guys seen that ever happen here, where a supervisor took advantage of someone below them?
Jeez, no. Not here
honestly,
at the comedy store.
I can't think of a single incident where anybody abused their power in any way here.
Never.
One thing that I have seen is I've seen a lot of kind of alpha males get harassed by loose women.
Wow. Yeah.
It's out of control, honestly.
Because, you know, I feel like I have blinders, you know what I mean? Like, they just put me in my little stall, and I don't see anything, really. I'm focused on my career.
Yeah.
What cocks are in front of me. Yeah. I mean, what
opportunities to further your career. This is, it makes me uncomfortable that you guys had to watch this. Did anyone complain that they felt uncomfortable from the video?
Make that stop. Wait, what were you saying, Rick?
I'm saying this video makes me uncomfortable. 100%. And I feel sexually harassed by it. And I would like to get the video canceled and possibly be compensated with at least $200,000.
But the reason I feel most uncomfortable is there's way too many white people in this commercial.
Way too many words.
Yeah.
No one wants to read Latin.
But
quid pro quo? Come on, man.
What does that mean? I feel like that's a signal.
It's a Catholic Church thing. It's like, bring me the children, I believe
is
the direct translation.
Wow, is that the Latin words?
Yeah.
Wow, that's crazy. Let's analyze the wall at the Ha Ha. That would be more exciting.
There's Adam Ray.
Okay, so is Adam Ray's with Jack, the owner? Oh, so you know what? Chris is with Jack, the owner. That's who that is.
Yeah. How long has he been the owner? Forever?
Forever. Jack and Terry.
So he's one of the guys who didn't immediately push me towards stardom. Fuck that guy.
And his son's a funny comic, Jack Jr.
Okay.
I like Jack Jr. a lot. He does shows, but that's the beauty. Like, he does shows there. He does shows at the Laugh Factory. He does shows
Don't
at
the care
improv.
For any of them.
Well, this is my problem, right? Like, a lot of, I'm going to say younger comics. I don't even mean like, I mean like literally younger, not like, you know, only been doing stand-up a short time.
You're talking about like 23-year-olds.
Between under 30s.
Okay.
Under 30s, maybe at 30.
All right.
There was one specifically today that was putting on Twitter and stuff about not getting spots in
LA. I saw. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And although I think that person is very funny,
sure,
that's the worst way to do it.
Yeah.
Because they complain about, how do you get spots in LA? How do you do this in LA? Well, it's like everything, because there's another person here that's already in that is literally flipping out over other people getting spots every fucking night. And I'm like, I understand your pain. I understand you're upset. The competition, there's so many fucking comics.
Yeah.
Right? So you have to go and work other places. If you're not as funny as Rick Ingram.
Good luck.
But you know what I'm saying? Like.
Yeah.
You are extremely funny. So the store would be stupid to not put you up. And if you went to the improv and the laugh at all the other clubs, they would put you up. But you'd have to play their game.
Yeah, I'm not playing it.
But my question is to the younger people, why don't you want to play that game? You understand how hard it is to even get in.
I think the problem is that they're all terrible at comedy. Mm-hmm. That's the main thing. But a lot of them, I think, do play the game, and that's what angers them, is that they're spending time going to comedy clubs that they don't get to perform at.
Oh, so, right. Like, but why shit on clubs like the Ha Ha or
plenty of reason to shit on Flappers and
the Ha Ha. Go
there
and get stage time until...
Not worth it.
You really don't think so?
No, I don't. And I think,
I developed over a million other clubs
before...
I didn't get passed here immediately when I started.
That's the first mistake. Everyone should get passed here immediately. I don't understand why everyone can't just get here within a year, get passed, start getting stage time, hang out late night, become an alcoholic. That way it's the dive bar you want to go to anyway, so you keep coming here. More drinking, more Budweisers. Shots? Yeah, let's do shots. Sure, we should go smoke some pot. And then one in the morning comes around and you're prepared and ready to go. Knock out another set, wander home, possibly talk to a vagabond in a dumpster for a while.
Let Boone take
a lot of
bath
training
at your house. Yeah, I get it. But my thing is, like, the person was like saying, like, how hard do I have to bomb? And I've heard this before, not just from this person, you know, but how hard do I have to bomb to get on late night at the Comedy Store? And I'm thinking, one, hard, because you do bomb. Fucking hard when you go on late night at the Comedy Store. And the reason is because they just saw between 8 and 10 of the most seasoned veterans there is.
Two solid hours.
You're going on the fucking back of it to try to keep it going. And it is an art form to get that late night thing going.
Yeah.
And there's only a very, very few people that can really kill.
I saw today an absolutely insane ramble from Argus Hamilton on the Comedy Store's social media about Sandra Bernhardt. And he's rambling on and on. And so Sandra, who was a late night darling, absolutely, I read it in his voice. And so she was showcasing at 10 p.m. That's a lot earlier than she usually. So what Mitz did was focused on me, bringing her up, because my introduction is going to make her famous.
That's basically what it said. Was her showcase for somebody else or Mitzi?
No, she was showcasing for...
Right. Look how long it is. Hit Seymour.
Yeah. So she's... So it's this long
Those
story
are like
about
text messages I get from Corey Soto. I don't read them.
How she's showcasing for De Niro for The King of Comedy, directed by Scorsese.
I do remember this story, and I believe Argus has told it.
This long story goes on, and it's fine, but completely leaves out the most important part of this story,
which is
Robert De Niro and Robin Williams went and partied with John Belushi that night.
Right, because I was going to say...
And Belushi died.
Right. He told that story on this podcast, so...
See, you might want to mention that part, because when you tell the Belushi died that night, why would you focus on Sandra fucking Bernhardt?
But why would he waste talking about them when he can talk about his intro that's going to obviously make Sandra famous?
Listen, she was getting ready to struggle.
The thing is, it's all about Argus.
And I hit that crowd that night. With Mitch a very
wouldn't
solid,
let me go to the party, remember?
And I told the crowd, I said, this young pup was trained right here at the Comedy Store. And that's what sold it to the audience. It was the introduction. Her comedy was so-so, but with an introduction as good as the one I gave her, unbelievable.
By the way, she was phenomenal in that movie.
Yeah.
Well, so good.
She's a funny comedian. I've seen clips of her that I'm just like, oh, that's pretty funny, as much as I want to hate.
I know you like to hate for no reason.
People have talked about it. They've said this guy's got a lot of hate in his heart.
No.
Hey, can we see the Crack 'Em Up Thursdays lineup? I want to see who the token white was on that lineup.
Where?
There's always a token white. There he is, Jeff Horst.
All right, Jeff.
Thanks for stopping by,
Get
Horst.
In there.
Someday. That's my next goal. Someday.
Let's roast Horst. Have you done Crack 'Em Up?
No.
Why?
Eleanor,
it's a great show.
Eleanor, they didn't come looking for me. And I'm not going to go ask to be on Crack 'Em Up Thursdays.
There she is.
Yeah, there's
Don Wong.
There's Nancy.
That's cultural appropriation.
Unbelievable.
Is it not?
I can't believe that.
Can
they
we
put,
call them on this?
They got Nancy Scott doing advertisements for someone else's comedy special. This
I do like Ali Wong. I think she's funny.
She's pretty funny.
Don Wong, though. We're coming for you.
She knows. She knows.
I know the Don, and they're coming for you for that one.
Is that a play on words? Oh, I get it now. Unbelievable. Where's Horst at? Get Horst back
Poor
over
Horst.
Here.
Poor Horst. I don't even know Jeff Horst.
Jeff
Usually
Horst.
I know. Oh, look at my Fat Tuesday jacket.
Eleanor, we got to talk about that.
Do you love the Fat Tuesday
no.
jacket? Oh, why?
We got to stop promoting it.
Why?
We'll figure it
you
out.
You have to watch the Fat Tuesday documentary. Was it on Amazon Prime? I think it's Amazon Prime.
It's on Hulu Ultra.
No, it is. It's on Amazon Prime.
You can only get it on VHS. It's actually burned copy. St. Elmo's Fire is also available on that.
It's very good. Like, here's the thing. I did a long interview on the doc.
Yeah.
And then I'm assuming.
How long would you say you were interviewed?
Like an hour and a half, maybe an hour and 20.
How much are you in there?
About three takes.
Yeah.
But it's okay because I will say this. Like at first, I think Guy Turi, when he was putting the doc together, he was trying to get so many people.
Yeah.
And it's hard. You know, people are like, oh, I don't like doing an interview. I don't want to do this. I don't. And then all of a sudden, like I'm seeing Cedric, Dave Chappelle did a lot. Chris Tucker, and that's great because rightfully so
they
were
put
here
them on
all
there
the
over
time.
You.
But they were there every night. You know, I mean, not every Tuesday, but they were there a lot of the Tuesdays. The thing is, they were talking about that. This is something that like kind of bugged me a little bit. They were saying like they only got spots at Fat Tuesday, and I was like, wait a minute, Chris Tucker was already a regular. He came here in 94.
Yeah.
He got made a pay regular immediately. Chappelle, Mitzi gave spots when he came in town. He
Eleanor,
was underage. So
that does
that
not fit the narrative that we are trying to present.
Well, I just FYI, you know, and I do believe that, you know, clubs do get a little, you know, this picking who I want.
Yeah.
You want to call them racist? You can, to me, you can never call Mitzi Shore racist. Can you call her a wrestling manager? Yes.
Sure.
Does she have some stereotypes that she likes to, hey, it would be funny if we played on this?
Yeah.
Maz, get the turban on.
There's nothing that I can
have
think
Mooney
of.
Have Mooney wear a dashiki. You know what
that's
I mean?
That's inappropriate like about Night of a Thousand Guidos.
Or It's Fun to Be a Jew. That was Mitzi's favorite. What was the other one? It's Fun to Be a Jew, Night of a Thousand Guidos. Maz's show.
That's the Axis of Evil.
No.
Oh,
Arabian Nights.
Yeah.
She put Arabian Nights up there. Like, she was just, this is going to bring peace to the Middle East.
She
had wild things making Louis wanting Louis to wear a sweater only, you know, like she had some wild ideas, but apparently she told Robin Harris that his comedy was like too black. And I was which
I don't even know who that is.
Are you serious? Bebe Kids? Robin Harris? He's an older black. I mean,
I remember Bebe's Kids because I remember being like, I'm not watching this, but. I think they put it on.
By the way, one of the funniest fucking guys, and Bebe Kids was hysterical, but it was Marshall Warfield, who was a regular here on Fat Tuesday's doc, and she was saying that her and Robin would sit.
That's Roz from Night Court?
Yes.
Yeah.
They would sit and wait for Paul Mooney to not show up so they can get his spots. And then Robin was like, look, I can't do this anymore, which is exactly what I'm saying to people. If a club doesn't fuck with you, if one club, you know, you make it your, I have to get in the Comedy Store, right? Like he said to Marshall Warfield, I can't do this anymore. So what he did was he went to the Comedy Act Theater, and which doesn't exist anymore, but it was a great black comedy club, predominantly black comedy club.
Hey, can you open the door for Danny, the sound guy?
Oh, does he need to get you?
I think so. He just sent me a text that said unlock the door.
That's hilarious.
Yeah.
Try to let Danny in. So you might be up next.
Yeah, I think so.
Well, anyway, Robin was like, I can't do this anymore. So he went to the Comedy Act Theater, started hosting, got a draw, got like a huge crowd, became a phenomenon.
Yeah.
And went on and soared because this club wasn't fucking with him.
Right.
So he went somewhere else.
Yeah.
That's what you have to do.
I used to do
the
open mic.
If a club's not fucking with you, go somewhere else.
Yeah, I'd go do the open mic, the improv, and at the Laugh Factory. And then
Danny, what's happening?
What's up, brother?
How are you?
Am I next?
No.
Oh.
You actually have a couple down there, but I'm recording you, so you want to talk to me a little bit more.
You know, we're recording, right?
Damn.
I mean, just out of curiosity.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
But you know what? I really don't give a fuck.
Danny, how many times have we asked
That's
you to...
That's right.
How many times have we asked you to be on this podcast?
A lot of times.
Yeah.
And why...
I won't do it because all the shit that I'm going to talk...
I love
it's
your Brody
exactly
sweatshirt.
Right. You're exactly right. And
I love your Brody sweatshirt. It's adorable.
I've taken on a solid 4 people just tonight.
Yeah. I was promoting Fat Tuesday.
And I suggested that we cancel discussing it.
Honest to God. I mean, last night he had the blue shoes with it. Tonight he's got the red. He's coordinating.
Yeah.
I like to coordinate. Was that John Witherspoon? No, I'll go. I'll come up.
That'd be great. Thanks, man.
I'll come up. Yeah. We're almost. What are we at, John?
We're 50. At 50.
All right.
Okay.
Well, yeah. I'll come. So I got a couple minutes. Perfect. Okay.
Right.
Yeah, I'll be up there.
We'll finish in 5.
We'll finish in 5. I like that people just walk. This is what I love about
professionalism.
Our podcast.
Yeah.
Is that it's like open the fucking door.
Yeah.
And then
be
we
people,
open the door.
And they're gonna be like, "Who are they talking to?" And they're not gonna realize that we were just speaking to ghosts. There was actually no one here, but we felt their presence.
Well, it was Argus that came. He sent his henchmen
down. He said, guys, I'm going to be on Johnny in about 15 minutes. Let me go have a couple Mai Tais.
How do you think he, because we heard that he reacted to the van that has your album on it.
There's a van out front that is currently, it's got... I believe Baker's dozen school children locked in the back.
Okay, and Rick drives it around.
I drive
and
it around.
People, so
we're hitting up all the popular middle schools in the area. but we blew Argus's mind. That's really the most important thing.
That's so important.
Mitch has got a great show for you. Two things before I go. One.
Oh, isn't it great, Argus? What's the one thing, Argus? You work so hard on the intro.
One, Mitch has a great show for you, too. I love you. I'm Argus Hamilton. Check me out in the Chattanooga Gazette. It's the 14th highest circulated newspaper in Chattanooga, Tennessee. Pick it up at your local fire department.
Do you think he sometimes, when he's giving an intro now, catches himself like, we have a great lineup for you tonight.
It's hard to say.
Or did he change it to Peter?
That would be great.
That would be amazing if he changed it to Peter.
Just keep the ass-kissing going.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Because I've never heard him say Adam. Like, he never gave any credit to Adam.
No, he still gives all the credit to Mitzi.
Yeah, nothing.
He does Emily.
No, he doesn't.
Yeah, he says. That's
it's a woman. He never said Adam.
Yeah.
He said, let's give a round of applause for our new booker, Emily LaFord, who's booking a great show for you. And then, like, three people later, Jesselnik's like, it takes a dip at the end.
Yeah. Yeah. Smart. Hey, can we talk about the dots on this guy's photos?
Hey,
who gives a shit about the dots?
Van Corona puts these little extra dots.
Let's tell Van, hey, your fucking dots are garbage. No one wants to see dots on the fucking photo. You didn't make it art. If you want your photos to be artistic, you just black and white it. That's how it works. Everyone knows
it is black and white.
Yeah, but I mean,
but he gave Tony a
mohawk.
If he
made this one, this one black and white, I'd be like, that's cool. But instead, he put the dots.
For a minute, I thought this was Jamar because I saw the mohawk. But
I
hate
the dots.
I
will never allow
dots.
A photo of me to be taken again as long as there's dotting going on.
I like the dots by the hand on Tony and over the head. I don't mind.
So I came up with the dots in 1986.
1986.
I told Mitz we need photographs with dots. Unbelievable.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, this is very exciting.
Oh, man. Goddamn Comedy Jam's coming if you want to have a fucking terrible time watching people sing.
I think it's already sold out, so bite your tongue, my friend. But yes, it's when? Sunday, is it, or Monday?
It doesn't really matter.
I can't even tell. Oh, wait, right here, February 20th. So that is Monday.
That's tomorrow, Eleanor.
Oh, shit. Okay, so it's Sunday. Yeah. Sorry. But I know he has a show on Monday, too.
I believe
he's
doing both nights.
Yeah. Josh Adam Myers.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
That's right. Yeah, he's got a great voice. Okay, so where can they down?
Zach-ass. You get that?
What?
Instead of Jack-ass, his name is Zach-ass.
I don't know who that is.
I don't either, but it's
where does it say
he's probably that chode with the fucking.
Zach-ass. This guy?
Maybe that guy?
That's Moses.
Oh, okay.
Or I'm sorry, not Moses. Trevor Wallace.
Got it.
That's Trevor Wallace. You don't know Trevor? Because you don't do jam in the van. You don't do... Ricky!
Eleanor, I would never do jam in the fucking van.
It's so much fun.
I don't got time for this bullshit
comedy. I haven't done it in a while, but they're great shows.
You know who performs at those shows? Drifters. Comedic vagabonds. I'm not performing with them. I have a reputation as
a
professional comedian.
Sure.
Eleanor, you go there, and they fucking probably worship you.
Not
and
really,
you knock
but
some people out.
I hear what you're saying.
And then, you know, you come here. I'm going to go there, and then it's going to be a fucking nightmare. I'm going to have to talk to human beings that I would prefer not exist at all.
See, I get along with everybody, so I don't care. I for the most part,
that's your
I get
biggest
along.
Problem, honestly,
you're right.
Is that you're very likable, and at the same time, you give back. You know,
I should stop. Yeah. Somebody, a club called me and offered me an extra spot tonight. And it was a little close to what, like around now.
Yeah.
And then they said there was another person that would do it. And it was another female comic. And immediately was like, oh, well, I already have a spot. So you should just give it to her.
Wow.
And then I heard Dice in the back of my head going, You don't let anybody
you
get a
fucking dummy. Now they're going to have to see some woman doing comedy. You're just Eleanor.
But I didn't want to be greedy. So I was like, you know, but fuck. I should be greedy. We all should be greedy.
Jeff Ross, Sarah Tiana, and the Riddler. Unbelievable. We got Batman villains.
We got a lot of great shows here. So wait, so where can people get your album? Where can...
You can get it at... Sam Goody Records.
Shut up.
I believe it's at Tower Records. You can get it anywhere where they have that
iTunes,
stuff.
Yeah. All that shit. Okay.
Yeah, you can buy it on Apple. And then, you know, all the systems where they're stealing money hand over foot from the artists. You know, just making a fortune off of not providing anyone with compensation.
Yeah, well, they're going to soon because there's a big lawsuit against it. So
yeah.
We'll see what happens.
Something tells me the corporations might win this one as well. They always do.
A different court, but yeah.
Yeah.
It's another side, but it'll make you feel good for about 20 minutes, and then it goes away. We had Dee Snider here the other night.
Love Dee Snider.
Yeah.
He's
very
great.
Exciting. I was just thinking of him going in front of, didn't he go in front of Senate? And
yeah.
Was like,
that was the Tipper Gore bullshit or whatever it
they
was.
They were trying to censor them.
Yeah. They just want, they ended up, that's what made him put the parental advisory thing on albums.
He said, you killed. I went on, it was Eddie Pepitone, then me. And he came out and he came right toward me and he puts his hand out. He goes, yo, you're funny. He goes, me and my wife have seen you a couple times. I go, oh, that's awesome. Thanks, man. And he goes, this guy, he sucked the life out of the room because Pepitone was so silly. He was like fucking with them.
Yeah.
But he really had a great set.
Yeah.
And so he was teasing him. And then I go, oh, did he do it or did Rick do it? Because I heard Eddie saying, oh, I'm not like Ingram.
Yeah.
Where are you from? What do you do? Right.
Yeah. So, he always does it.
It's the best.
Yeah.
And so,
Eddie's fucking brilliant.
Yeah. So, Dee Snider was like, he was like, shitting on Eddie the whole time. And I go, oh, you sure Rick didn't do that? Suck the life out of the room? He goes, oh no, Rick killed.
Yeah.
And Eddie was like, thanks, man.
Yeah. He's thrown compliments to me on,
but it was
Twitter
nice.
Before.
Like I like that he has a sense of humor fucking with Eddie like that.
Yeah. He's great. Dee Snider's funny on Twitter too. He fucking,
oh, really?
Yeah,
okay.
He really. He fucks with people, or if like people talk shit about him, he responds.
Oh,
like,
okay.
Retweet their tweet with a comment about it, and it's always super cool. Like,
yeah,
his feelings aren't hurt. He's just, you know, he'll ask a question.
He doesn't seem to give a shit. He seems like so chill. And of course, Earl Skakel was on after me, and he heard that he was in the room, so he's like, "Be cool." And then he starts his
yeah,
and he did jokes about him. So
yeah,
but yeah, he was very complimentary to Rick. So I will have him drive the car around.
You stick around, D. You're welcome here anytime.
Anytime.
If you want to crack at Lainey Gelber, let me know. I will hook it up.
Please download Rick's album or get Rick's album. I don't know how to do it.
Buy it.
Look,
download
it. He's got
it.
Kids. He's got fucking bills. Buy his album.
I've got diabetes, for God's sake.
He's a victim, guys.
Yeah.
You love victims.
That's for the Gen
Zers out
there.
You love being victims. Yeah.
Stop
being
check
a
that
victim.
Out. Enjoy it. You know, get offended or don't.
Oh, yeah.
It doesn't fucking matter. As long as, you know, you
you're gonna
feel something.
You're going to get offended.
Yeah.
I'm kidding. They have no feeling, Rick. They're all cutting. It's a sin.
I know.
The whole world's just watching Euphoria and feeling good about themselves.
I've never watched it because I'm not a fucking bitch.
I watch it all the time. I love it. The acting's incredible. The drugs are even better.
Eleanor, you got any dates coming up?
I'm going to be here for the next couple weeks, and then I'm doing that Kid Rock Festival, and I got a couple gigs with Dice, and yeah, I'm bouncing
bob
around.
Bob to the bob to bang to bang, biggie, biggie. That's the only part I know.
I really don't. He's
so go
great.
See Eleanor at the Bob Festival in Nashville. And,
Nashville. It's April something. But then I have a ton of dates coming up with Dice that I'm going to do, so I will post
just
them
look
somewhere.
For her. Find her on Friendster. She'll post
Friendster,
it.
Friendster, you know, or just come over. Come to the Comedy Store. Come to any of the clubs in L.A. I'm hanging out.
Come to the Comedy Store. Do not go to any of those other shit clubs with their fucking garbage fucking lineups. Their bullshit management.
We all have the same lineups. Anyway, no, I'm just kidding.
Damn.
except for Rick. Can't
ice
see
cold.
Rick anywhere else.
Ice
All right.
cold.
Thank you, guys.
Listen to my other podcast, too.
Oh,
Rick Ingram
yeah,
Talks to Strangers. And subscribe to it. And if you want to be interviewed on that one, you're always welcome just to DM the Instagram or Twitter of
you
Ingram
or...
Pod.
Oh, okay. Ingram
yeah.
Pod.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think that's what it's under. So
I think I'm going to come on and be interviewed.
Nice.
Be hysterical.
Yeah.
For no reason.
I'll be like strangest woman I've ever known. All right. Bye, guys.
We'll bring Corey on. All right.
We'll see you guys next time. Thank you.
Guys, Comedy Store Podcast is back. Don't forget to like and subscribe. Please leave us your negative and positive comments, mostly negative.
You can follow me at Rick Ingram. I only accept positivity in my life.
The new Rick is here, and EJ Kerrigan still with the negativity, but like and subscribe.